Watch off. My dog choking, so you have to hold it back. Hello, hello. Hi. Jessica?
Yes.
Hi, Jared.
Nice to meet you.
This is Francisco Haudegui. He's
nice
my partner.
To meet you. I think I saw you last week when you were at More Factor meeting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both of us were there because we're instructors for Active Shooter.
Oh. Okay.
We're trying to plan a large scale training exercise.
That's what I heard.
So it's tentatively scheduled for spring break of next year. So it's going to be a big thing.
Yes.
So. That's why.
Whatever
you feel most comfortable. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Wherever. Okay.
Okay.
I'll sit right here.
All right.
I'll sit right
here. Okay.
Okay. So, first of all, let me sure. So the number I have for you, that's your cell number.
Mm-hmm.
And you live here. You live with your parents?
Yes.
Okay. What are your parents' name?
Oh, my mom's name is Kathy. Athy, and obviously the same last name.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad's name is Alex.
Same last?
Yes.
Hi.
And then my mom will probably be coming home anytime.
Yeah, no problem.
Hi.
Hello, good timing. We literally just sat down. I'm Jared.
Nice to meet. I've met you before.
Last name's Foot? No.
No.
I live here in Simi.
Oh, okay.
So.
Jared Foot. You used to work at First Nissan.
Yes, I did.
You took care of our Maxima.
Really?
Yes.
That's me.
With
I worked there for.
Yep.
I still go to lunch with Jason, one of the technicians. I see him all the time.
I'm sorry.
Small world.
Like, I know you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, my
so
husband and I always are like, why did Jared leave?
It's been a long time. Yeah, I've been 12 years now. So Francisco, my partner.
Hi.
We went to the academy together and now we work the same assignment. Hi,
I'm Raina. Nice
I'm
to
Jared.
Meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Do you want to give Raina guys time?
Yeah, if we can, we're just going to talk with her. Literally, we just sat down and I got your name.
Something to drink, water, soda, coffee?
Yeah, I'm good too.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Small world, huh?
No.
All right, so what did you hear that happened? Obviously, you talked to Lieutenant Pilato.
Yes, Lieutenant Pilato and Chief Justice came
okay.
to the station this morning. So they just kind of let us know, I guess a little bit more than what was in the news.
Yeah.
He just told us that he had gotten into an accident last night, and then when officers arrived on the scene, they saw him either, you know, cutting his wrist or stabbing himself somehow.
Okay.
That they advised him to, you know, I think get out of the car, and then he had the knife in his hand. They told him to put it down. He didn't. And he kind of came at them. So then he was shot with the beanbag. Still didn't stop. He was still kind of coming at them with the knife. That's all that they do.
Okay, so that is the incident in a nutshell, right? Mm-hmm. So some of the questions my partner and I are trying to figure out is why did this happen, mm-hmm. right? So we're hoping we've talked to a lot of people. We've learned a lot about Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Do you call him Mike?
Yeah.
We've learned a lot about Michael Johnson. So we want to know, what do you know about him? Because your name was brought up, like he was closest to you.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to know kind of your friendship and stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess, well, because he started working in August, I believe. And we were taking a criminal justice class together.
Okay.
So we had class together on Monday and Wednesday. And then we always worked together on Friday. So I saw him at least 3 days a week. And then... for our criminal justice class, we had to do a community service type of project. So we volunteered at Habitat for Humanity. We did about 16 hours outside school and work volunteer hours. So we did 4 days of, 4 hours. So we spent time together. That's kind of hard to say since it's been like a couple months. Everything, I guess, that I've learned about him. Mm-hmm. Some things that stand out to me that I would, know maybe a little bit more than the other cadets know. He told me that his mom has cancer. She had cancer. Mm-hmm. So I know Monday was kind of the last time I talked to him. We were supposed to go to class together, and he had to pick up his mom from the hospital, like her checkup appointment.
Okay.
So I know that he missed class due to that. And then I saw him when I was going to my other class. I was leaving the structure, and he was coming in. I kind of waved to him. So I know that about his mom. We kind of talked during all our volunteer hours about what kind of music we like and stuff like that. It came up that he used to be into rapes and things like that, to which I was like, I'd ask him, that's kind of scary, there's a lot of,
right.
And he said yes and told me that in the past he'd been a really big pot smoker. He would smoke it all the time, and that obviously now he doesn't anymore. He told me, I just remembered this because Chief Justice was saying that you guys speculated that he had been on some sort of drug. And so I remember him telling me that he had done other drugs in the past at these events and stuff.
Okay.
I don't know to what extent because we weren't really getting into the car.
Do you know the time frame?
I want to say that he said it was about 3-4 years ago.
Okay. So yeah. It's been some time.
So it's been some time, since then. I feel like everything else that I know about him isn't really I don't know what's significant.
Okay. Do you know girlfriend's name?
He told me actually last week, and I can't remember. I think Chief Pilato mentioned that her name was Kelly.
Okay.
But I don't believe that.
Okay.
I think it was a different name. Just because that name doesn't sound familiar, and I have it kind of, but I kind of don't. So I don't think that was the name that he gave me. He showed me a picture of her.
So what does she look like?
She's African American. I guess I don't really know too much more. He just showed me a picture, and it was more of a close-up of her. Mm-hmm. But black hair, I think it was shorter in the picture. It looked like it was kind of up. But that was last Thursday when we had our last day volunteer. So that. Mm-hmm.
Do you know how long they were dating?
He told me that they were about to have been dating for a year.
Okay.
Yeah, so they were almost together for a year. I knew some things about his past girlfriends just because we kind of talked about relationships and stuff like that. I know that he worked for Nickelodeon for a while. He was an editor for them, and he was living on his own for a while, and then he moved back here when his mom got sick to help her. He moved in to help her take her appointments and stuff like that.
Right.
I feel like besides that, we just talk about normal things, what kind of music to listen to, what kind of TV shows do you like to watch. I knew that he really loved law enforcement. He was really excited to get this job. When he came in to just talk about the job, I was the one who spoke to him about it. I told him how to apply. He came in to check on the application, with us. I was there when he had his interview. I was in the interview with Lieutenant and Sergeant Musingay, so I kind of knew of him a little bit more than
right.
The other cadets just because I had seen him come in so many times. And so there was that. I know that he started to apply just kind of he went on ride-alongs and see me with the officer here because he was that into going into law enforcement. he had applied to a few different police stations. I remember he mentioned Long Beach and like that. But everything else I feel like I knew was just kind of like stuff that I don't know how important it would be.
Right. Like just on the surface.
Yeah, just like on the surface. Kind of thing. Yeah, just like stuff about, you know, like what kind of things he enjoyed to do and listen to and things like that. You know, nothing too crazy. But I think it, you know, we just spent a lot of time together these past couple weeks. So for me, when they were telling me, it was very shocking. And just because he didn't seem, and I guess, you know, you don't really know, but he didn't really seem like anybody that had, that was like struggling with something.
Right.
He talked about his mom having cancer, you know, I asked if she was doing better, how he felt about that. And he was, you know, she was doing better and she's fine and everything's great. So there was never a day that I worked with him or a day that we volunteered together or even had class together where I feel like anything was off or anything was going wrong in his life at all. Like his relationship, he said it was great. Him and his girlfriend, you know, got along really well. So I don't.
So let me ask you this. From the story you heard from Chief Justice and Lieutenant Pilato, right? You heard this story about Mike Johnson and then what you know of him. Would you say it was out of character?
Yes, I think that's why it's emotional, because it's so out of character. I guess because he just seemed so passionate about law enforcement, so like the fact that, you know, he would have passed away in this manner is like very strange to me. I feel like, you know, like I said, out of all my cadets, I feel like I spent the most time with him because we have class together and, you know, we did a volunteer project and everything. But it definitely has taken me by surprise. I just think it's weird. I feel like the only explanation of what we don't know yet would be that he would have had to be on some sort of, you know, drug or something, just because the behavior is so out of character. Like, in our criminal justice class, our professor is a retired sergeant from Oxnard PD, and so...
What's his name?
Timothy.
Okay.
So, every time he was in the paper, he would always be like, "Oh, great lecture, Professor. Thank you so much. You know, I really like respect you and everything, you know, that you've accomplished and you've done." Like every single day that we had class, you know, he would always talk to him. So it was just really weird that, you know, that would happen.
So, knowing that your interaction with him, right, and what transpired or what you think to transpire, have you ever seen any instances in the time that you spent with them, the 3 days and stuff like that, where something similar had happened, where it kind of takes you back, you're like, like that was weird, or you talked to him, it didn't get through, anything like that, any instance that you can think of?
I can't, because I can't even think of a, you know, a time when something happened, like at work or in our volunteer project, where like I saw him even get angry or even slightly irritated.
Right.
You know, I never even saw that. I know, of course, at work, you know, people can do things and you get, like, irritated. And, you know, coworkers understand the different things that people do that annoy them. So there was maybe, like, little things like, oh, this poor person was late for, you know, fingerprint appointment. Now
right.
You can't do this or whatever. But it was never, like, I never saw, like, anger in his eyes or that he was like mad about something. I never saw that. If anything, I feel like I was the one, you know, I have like a lot of classes I'm taking this semester and one's really stressful to me, so I feel like I was the one who was always like, oh, I'm so stressed about this class, like I'm freaking out, you know, I'm sad about this and whatever. So I just never got that from him. Then again, you know, like I said, we weren't really close, but I feel like we did have a closer relationship than the other cadets, because we had, you know, all these classes.
Right,
and things
right. Too. Yeah, a lot of interaction. Did you, so obviously, since you guys spent so much time together, you guys had a chance to converse and create a lot of dialogue and stuff, and stuff come up. Did anything come up? Like, obviously, he confided in you regarding the rave and using drugs. Did anything else come up, whereas, like, more recent, where he confided in you, kind of like a dark little secret that was kind of weird that struck you as a surprise? Like, why are you telling me this? Like, I know you, but I don't know you?
Yeah. I don't think so. I actually because I think that the only probably serious topics that we ever, you know, talked about that I would see as serious between two people who don't really know each other that well would be the fact that he told me about the past with the dogs. That's something that I don't know a lot of people would tell people, especially do that we work in a police station. Obviously, we don't get drug tested for that job, or, you know, they don't look too serious into, like, our background, but I feel like if that was me, I wouldn't have told somebody that, just because, you know, if you're actively trying to be in law enforcement, why would you put that out there, especially with somebody you don't know? So for me, that was something that definitely stood out to me, and I guess just the topic of, you know, his mom having cancer, that's something that maybe you wouldn't tell somebody right off the bat, or give up, because, you know, I didn't ask, does mom have cancer? I would have no reason to ask that. So,
he volunteered.
So I don't feel like there was anything, like, secretive about him. I feel like he was pretty open and honest. If I ever, like, asked him, like, something, he was never doing it. He was just like, oh, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
That or anything. It was never, that never was a topic of conversation. Even when I asked him, like, how'd you meet your girlfriend? You know, they met on a dating app. And, oh, we met on this dating app. And then, you know, we talked about breakups, and I'm like, oh, I just went through a breakup. And he's like, I went through a breakup, and this is all the stuff that happened. So he was very open about talking about things. We kind of talked about, you know, like, religion a little bit, and, you know, I was like, oh, you know, I'm a Christian. And he was like, oh, I don't believe in anything. And so we, things that are more, like, sensitive topics that maybe people don't like to talk about, we talked about. So it wasn't, I don't think that he would have, there was anything that he didn't
have a problem sharing. He was very open about stuff. You know, he wasn't hiding stuff. He all his cards were on the table, kind of thing. What about friends? Did he ever talk about friends, or did you meet any of his friends?
Friends. He told me that he. I think this. We went because we had our last full moon day on Thursday, and then we had planned to, like, go out to have, like, a drink after we did completed our community service. And I got busy with school, and he had plans this weekend. And I think he had mentioned I have plans, like, with friends or with my girlfriend or something. He did tell me that I didn't know about specific friends, but that he had friends that he attended these, like, raves and these musical music events with. I didn't have specific names.
Okay.
But he did mention, you know, friends that I went to school with, and we talked about a guy that he went to high school with who he said, we were talking about a stats class, and he gave me a name, I don't know if I can remember, but yeah, you know, we were friends, and he went to this college, and so it didn't ever seem like he didn't have friends. He's very talkative, talked to a lot of people in our criminal justice class. We had a few people who wanted to apply for the cadet position, since we're hiring cadets, and he was like, I can help you fill out your application. And, you know, we had a couple of people that were like, we're stuck on the application, we don't know what to do with this part. And he was like, oh, well, I can help you, you know, stop by the station, or after class I can help you, or something. So he was very friendly from what I've seen. He was very friendly and very talkative with everybody. So
You had mentioned that he had mentioned going to these raves with these friends, right? And they're still, like, his high school friends and stuff, but you can't remember the names.
He never gave me names on the friends. Mm-hmm. He only gave me one name with a friend that went to a college, but it was more so like an acquaintance. And I don't remember that memory. But,
do you know about social media or anything like that? If he had,
I don't want any social media at all.
Okay.
I don't really have. I don't think any of my coworkers on any social media, really. But no, not Facebook or anything like that.
Did he ever talk to you about any kind of illness that he might have had of his own, or injuries, or something that he would have been taking medication for, or anything like that?
Not an illness, not taking medication. We did talk last Thursday about, like, things that we were allergic to. So I know that he had, he was allergic to a lot of things. that he was in the hospital when he was younger because he ate something that he was really allergic to, and he got really sick, and so he had to go to the hospital for that. That obviously, you know, or just things that he's allergic to, so it didn't, like, require any type of medication. That was the only thing that I know, like, that was a health something that he dealt with, was that he had a lot of allergies.
Did you ever see him take any medication or anything like that?
No, I never saw him take anything. No, I don't even think, like, Tylenol or anything like that.
Did you ever get a... So if he talked about his mom and dad, right? Always talked. How did he talk about them? Positive light? Negative? Was he ever frustrated with things going on in family, his personal life, anything like that?
Never talked about his dad. I don't know if his dad was in the picture, what the situation on that was. When he talked about his mom, he always talked about her in a positive light. You know, just that, you know, she had cancer, and it was obviously something that they struggled with, and she needed help, I'm guessing, you know, maybe because she didn't have anybody else. She needed help, so he moved back in with her, primarily to help her, take her to, like, her doctor's appointments and things like that. He only really told me one story about her, and it was, like, a funny story. Something that he, you know, laughed about and thought was funny. But otherwise than that, there was no mention of, like, if he had siblings. I don't think he did, but I don't know. No mention of his dad. No mention of, the mom had a boyfriend or anything like that.
Never talk about, like, past depression or being sad or...
I think the only thing that he talked about that was... that ever made him sad was a breakup that he had with a girlfriend of his that he had dated in high school, and then they broke up, and then they started dating like a few years later, and she cheated on him, and so he did say, you know, that was hard because I was confiding in him that I had just gone through a breakup in the beginning of this year, and you know, it's hard, and so we talked about that quite a bit. And he did say, you know, yeah, that was hard, and, you know, it sucks, and it, you know, made me sad, and took me a while to get over, but, you know, like, what can you do? He had a very positive outlook on things. I think a lot of times, sometimes, I tend to be more realistic and more, you know, negative, and well, this can take me forever to get over it, and he was like, no, that'll be fine, you know, you'll get over it.
He would look at the glasses half full when other people would do, like, half empty kind of thing.
Did he mention the girlfriend's name by any chance?
That girlfriend? No.
The ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, no, not the ex-girlfriend, no. I never asked her name, and no, he never mentioned her. Just said that they had dated in high school and then broken up and then rekindled, like, a few years later.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely looked at everything. Very optimistic view towards things. Like I mentioned, you know, I'm taking a stats class this semester, and I've been super stressed out about it, so every time we had, you know, a volunteer work, I'm like, oh my gosh, stats was so hard today, stats was so this, you know, at a test, I'm so scared, and he was like, it's fine, I took stats, you know, can you help, I can try to help you, like, you're gonna be fine, you're gonna pass the class. So everything was always, like, so optimistic.
Right.
And I'm like, you don't know how bad I am at math. I'm going to fail this class. Like, let me be realistic. So, very optimistic. Never anything.
Did he say how long ago he broke up the ex-girlfriend?
With the ex-girlfriend, I want to say he said that that was like 2 or 3 years ago that they had broken up. And then, like, he met this girl, like, a year later, which would mean that, you know, they'd been dating about a year, so.
Did he have any particular hangouts?
That
he mentioned to you, or?
I know that he liked to go to Buffalo Wild Wings. He told me he went there for lunch a few times. I know he lived in Thousand Oaks. There, I'm trying to think if he ever mentioned. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think the only thing that I knew that he would do on the weekends was, like, come to see me to go on ride-alongs with the officers. I know he said he went, like, 2 or 3 times. At least I think he mentioned 2 or 3 times since we started having our class together. But I didn't know that.
So I know you mentioned that GSS plan about going to have some drinks.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? What were you going to go to?
I don't think we ever decided where we were going to go. We had just said, oh, you know, we'll have to go grab a beer one day. Okay. Since we finished this volunteer project, we kind of crammed all the days together. Like, we had them all within a few days, and so we were there back to back to back at the place. And so that last day we volunteered our hours, we got a little break, so we went over to Rite Aid and we got some ice cream, and you know, then we just sat outside and we just talked about, you know, random stuff. I can't remember exactly what it was. I know I saw a friend and I'm like, oh, that's my friend this, and relationship thing, man, and just random stuff about the people that we volunteered with. And
so, talk about drinks. Did you ever talk about drinking like alcoholic beverages, like cold beverages?
Yeah, I know he liked beer and bourbon, I think. I think that's it. I don't think we ever, like, shared stories about, like, going out to drink or parties or anything like that.
Did he ever mention how often he would drink or anything like that?
No, I don't think he ever mentioned that, but I don't think it was, like, an all-the-time thing.
Okay.
Yeah, but he never mentioned or anything like that.
Mike smoke or vape?
He did tell me that he used to smoke cigarettes in the past. I did know that. Like I said, he did tell me that he was very heavy marijuana smoker. He said he used to smoke like 3, 4, 5 times a day. As far as vaping goes, I don't think so. But he did smoke cigarettes for a brief time in his life, and he did. He was a really heavy marijuana smoker.
Okay.
You know about pouches? Tobacco pouches or anything like that? Like chew?
I think he might have mentioned that, like, maybe one time when we were talking about it.
But you never noticed him smoking or with a tobacco pouch or anything like that?
Never okay. smelled of anything. He gave me a couple rides in his car because he would park in one of our lots, and I would park in the structure by the station. So after class, you know, I would have to walk down into the station, and he would have to go to work. So he would just, you know, we would just drive there together, and mm-hmm. I would leave to go, you know, to my next class. And so I would always give him my parking spot because it's kind of a hassle. So I would drive with him in his car, and then he would drop me off, and then I would, you know, go leave, and he would take my spot. So every time I was in his car, it never smelled like smoke, never smelled like marijuana, never smelled like anything. You know, those things kind of linger, nothing.
What kind of car was it?
It was like a red-ish, burgundy-ish truck. I'm bad with cars, so I don't know exactly what truck, but
besides that red burgundy-ish truck, did you see him in his other vehicles, whether it be his or friends or associates that he might have shown up at?
No, he was always in that truck. And there was no other car that I ever saw him in.
I know Jerry asked you about a doctor. Do you know if he ever saw counseling or therapy, psychologist, psychiatrist?
He never mentioned if he ever saw, like, a counselor or anything like that. Again, I'm not sure, but the only thing that I know that he ever saw, like, a specialist for was, like I said, his allergies and things like that. But that was the only thing that he mentioned.
When it comes to his attitude, I know you've mentioned him being, like, happy and cheerful.
Mm-hmm.
At any time that he seemed like either he was over happy, like from the time, like, a baseline that he normally would pass, was like over happy over that baseline,
Mm-hmm. I don't know. No, I would say no. Because even when we would work together, you know, there was still things that, like, he would make jokes about. Not that he was irritated about them, but just things like, oh, you know, if we'd go cite a lot together, you know, he'd be like, oh, today, you know, let's go cite this lot that would mess with people and see if they have their parking permits and things like that. But never overly happy, never, like, crazy, like, oh, I'm in a great mood today. But also just never, like, you know, oh, there's something a little bit off about this person. Probably, like, in the middle, more so, like, towards the optimistic side.
Right, going the other way. Like, it's this level of happiness, and all of a sudden you saw, noticed, like, he was, like, either sad or kind of depressed or uninterested in talking.
Honestly, no. I know. I feel like I keep being like, no, no, no. But no, there wasn't a time where, you know, he would just get, like, quiet. Like I said, if anything, that was, you know, that was me dealing with school and work and stuff. But, no, there wasn't ever, like, a mood, you know, switch or anything like that where I'm like, oh, you're being weird now. Not that I ever saw.
If you know who can we talk to about trying to find out more of his other friends?
I don't know if Lieutenant Pilato gave you our other coworker's name, Ryan. Ryan. I don't know if he gave you his name. That's another one of our cadets. So Johnson and were hired at the same time. And they worked together in the evening on Monday and Wednesday for a little bit. They also had class together Tuesday and Thursday nights, I think. So I know that in their class, their criminal justice class, they had, like, group discussions, and I think they were in the same group. And then, obviously, they worked together. We have another cadet named Preston, and I think they work together in the evenings too. To what extent, I'm not sure, just because I only really know my schedule and the people that I work with, but I believe they work together for a few hours as well. Obviously, he worked with, like, our officers and things like that, you know, their names and stuff. But besides that, I don't think so. I think if anybody else was close, another close person to him would have probably been Ryan, just because they did work together and made things, like, together one-on-one, like how we worked on Friday, just the two of us. They worked just the two of them.
Right.
So they probably talked to each other a lot.
Do you know which class Ryan has they got together on Thursday?
It was a criminal justice class.
You know what time it was at?
It was 7 to, I don't know, it was like 7 to 8:30 or 7 to 8:15. They usually do them like an hour and 15 minutes or so. I knew it was definitely at 7 because we had to be done with our volunteer work within a good amount of time before then. That way he could go home if he needed to and go to school. I think it was like criminal justice 3, principles and procedures, or something like that, that they have that class.
Do you know if Ryan works tomorrow?
Ryan does work tomorrow, yes.
What time?
He works, I work 8 to 12, Ryan works 10 to, I believe 10 to 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have Ryan's phone number by any chance?
I do, yeah.
Can you get that?
Yes.
Yeah, no, stop.
Or tomorrow's Thursday.
Yeah. If not, don't worry about it. But if you have it handy, I'll work out.
Okay. I'm trying to think. I might have a picture of it.
You guys pretty much have a set schedule?
Yes, we do have a set schedule. So,
because it works around your class schedule and stuff?
Yes. So, the schedule that we have, of course, we have one of us can't come to work for whatever reason. Then we let them know and it's always fine. But I'm trying to. I think he works tomorrow because I think Preston has Monday and Wednesday off. And so. Yes, he does. I believe he works, this is old, but I think he works 3 to 2100. What is that?
9.
9, okay. I think he works 3 to 9.
Like when Ryan gets off, Preston comes on?
Yes. Well, this schedule is a little bit different because we don't have, our other cadet isn't with us anymore, so I think it's been altered, but, I think there might be a little bit of a gap.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. In your time you spent with Michael Johnson, right? Has he ever told you a story, like some kind of incident, like maybe he's been in an amusement park or something like that, where a unique set of circumstances has happened with his girlfriend or anything like that?
I think the only...
Do you know that if he's been to an amusement park recently?
Not that he mentioned to me, no. I don't think that he really went out and, you know, spent that much money just because we don't get to work, you know, more than 20 hours a week. And this is the only job that he works. So I don't think that he really went out and stuff like that. I know he mentioned that for... him and his girlfriend's 1 year anniversary, she wanted to go to Catalina, and he was like, oh, that's really expensive, you know. I don't think we'll be able to afford that, like, I won't be able to. So I don't, you know, think that he really, like, went out and did stuff like that.
Okay.
Just because, like I said, we can only work a certain amount of hours, and, you know, also go to
school. Yeah, so absolutely.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Can you have your ID card with you by any chance?
Yes, it's actually at the table. Oh boy, if I can find it.
If you can't find it, don't worry about it.
No, thank you.
Do you know your driver's license number by heart? Plenty of time for that. So you're taking all these criminal justice classes as well?
I'm only taking one this semester because this is like technically my last semester at Moore Park, so I've done everything I can do already. So yes, so this is community policing is the last criminal justice class that I need, so
okay. All right, what's the plan?
I would love to go to the academy, but I get scared sometimes because
we get scared too. That's normal.
Female deputies that we have hired, like they work specialized assignments and they patrol in custody and they talk to grant people through an obstacle course, specific for females, and they know how the job is and stuff like that.
So him and I both teach at the academy.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've taught girls like last class or two classes of co. I mean, there was a girl like 4'9", 4'10".
I haven't had and she's a sheriff for Kern County, mm-hmm. and she's like smaller than me. So when I, you know, started to think like law enforcement was something that I wanted to do, I'm like, whoa, she's smaller than me. You know, she does it, and she's sheriff, so like maybe I can do it.
This is what you need. I mean, all this stuff is who cares. This is what you need. Yeah. So that's me. That's my cell number. You already have it, right? If you can think of anything, like all of a sudden the name of a friend pops in your head, you're like, oh my gosh, I completely forgot about that, right? Give me a call, text me, anything like that, because like my partner and I said, everyone we've talked to so far, and it's been a lot, because I mean, this happened at 2:00 in the morning. We've mm-hmm. been up since. So it seems like it's uncharacteristic. Mm-hmm. So there's some questions we still have that aren't answered completely, you know? So if we don't get a chance to talk to Ryan or, we're going to want to talk to them, right? We're going to try to get up Lieutenant Pilato tomorrow and see their schedule and see if they're available and they'd be willing to talk with us. Because mm-hmm. bottom line, there's pieces of the puzzle that we don't have yet. We want to get those pieces.
Have you spoken to us now?
Yeah, we were there all morning. It's a kind of a shock, just like you said. Like it, so.
Yeah, I think it's very strange. At least I feel like, maybe it would be less strange if like there had been like kind of signs or like weird things. But I think we were all just very like shocked because this is so, something.
Do you know if he had class yesterday? Last month?
Actually, no, because he has class Monday morning, and then we have class, 1 to 2:15, and on Wednesday, and then after that, 3 to 9, I think, Monday and Wednesday night.
Hey, let me call you back.
And then after that,
yes.
Classes are over.
All right, back.
So, no class at night. I actually don't even think he worked yesterday night. I don't think he works on Tuesday.
Yesterday was Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah, so I don't think he works Tuesday. I know he has a class at night, which makes sense if he doesn't work, because I work Monday through Friday in the morning. So once noon, hits, I know who's there and who's gonna come in, and I don't think that he ever worked Tuesday and Thursday because he had that night class. It would
right.
be too small of a gap.
So he had one class last night.
Yes, if he went to class, yes, then it was that 7 class to whatever it was, 8:15, whatever. Yes, Tuesday and Thursday.
And that's the one that he might have with.
That he definitely has with Ryan Gutierrez.
So that class, it's Tuesday night and Thursday night,
yes.
And it's 7 to 8:15-ish.
Something like that.
Okay.
I might be a little bit longer than that, but usually the criminal justice class starts
out. So if he went to class last night and Ryan went to class last night, they would have saw each other and likely talked and yes. stuff like that.
Yeah, he would have probably been the last one of us to have spoken
to him. Got it. Yeah, do you have any questions for us?
No, I guess they said that we would know like when you guys got the toxicology report.
So that investigation that medical examiner's office deals with it, right? We don't. So we find out, right? But it's usually weeks because his autopsy will probably take place either tomorrow morning, likely, right? And then they have to. Send off the stuff, the tox, right? And that takes weeks sometimes, depending. And we don't know. And usually it's only privileged information for like family, next of kin, and then the investigators who are looking at the case and stuff like that. So, but it is out of character. And so I'm curious, I don't know.
And if people want to find out and somebody comes to the or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number or gives the call and then we'll contact them.
Okay.
And if you lose the card, you have my number in your phone. Mm-hmm. Pilato has all my information because, like I said, we're planning that training event and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And Andy, I talk with the sergeant all the time. So, yeah, just tell him to ask.
Okay, yeah.
All right?
Good. Yeah.
I appreciate your time.
Of course.
Thank you so much. Tell your mother I said bye, and it was good to see her again. Small world.
I know.
All right.
Yeah,
she nailed it. All right, thank you again. All right, bye-bye. Have a good night.
Bye.
It's good to see you again. All right. Okay, you too. No, I'm here. So I work robbery homicide for the sheriff's office, right?
Okay.
So I was just telling your daughter, we teach at the academy too, both him and I. Our collateral is on SWAT. So if you have questions, you have my number, right? So, yeah, I'm like an open book. I don't, so I can tell you about what to expect, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not a recruiter or anything like that, but I will tell you, we are very much in need for female deputies and stuff like that. So,
yeah, our aunt is a sheriff deputy in Kern County, and then mm-hmm. my uncle is a retired LAPD.
We're way better in Kern County.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're kidding me.
So. Yeah, and I mean, we have 5 contract cities. We have like 900 sworn. I mean, you can do anything. I've worked patrol, the jail, gang unit, now investigations. So you can. There's a lot of different options. So, all right.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank
have
you
a good night.
Good to see you.
All right, good to see you too. All right, bye bye.